Vayter in Shas from Bava Basadav Kufnan Hey, picking up in the middle of the page, Itamar, second word in the line, Zuck the Gemara. We told a story yesterday about somebody who died and his son ended up selling property. And now we're going to continue along the idea about a kid who's selling property. At what age is a sale really considered a sale? Now, the Rishbam says that like this. First, the Gemara, Itamar, Katan Me'emesai Mocha Ben Chizaviv. At what stage can he sell his father's property? We're talking about obviously his father died, and that's the discussion like we were coming off of yesterday. So now says the Rishbam, Bekarka Osaya, Bekarka Osav, Tavavi Mechira, Se Mechira. And the Mechira actually be your Mechira. Diyilu Gabi Metatalin, when it comes to Metatalin, movable objects, Tanami of a mission Gitin, it says, Hapu Utos Mecha Mecha. That is when you're dealing with little kids, they could buy and they could sell mitaltalin. Mefarshin and awesome kvar, just kvar, shav, kol chad, lefum chorfe. Even by 6 or 7 years old, they could do that. Mashim gede chayev, takinu le rabbanan, mitaltalin, tav mechirosal mizon, and that's in order for they should survive and live, that you're able to buy food, and therefore they allowed it. If I'm a karkori, low, but it comes to karka, no. And even at 13, even on midaraisa at 13, a kid sells property that's going to be good. Midarabanan, we said it's going to be a later age, and we're trying to figure that out. Rav Amar, Rav Nachman, because maybe they don't really know how to deal with, you know, buying and selling that kind of stuff. Ben Shmona Asar Yishanan, he said it's 18 years old. That's going to be the age, says Rashbam. B'yom Shmona Asar B'yom Echad. The Paskin L'kaman Toch Zman K'lefnei Zman. Within this man is like before this man. Even though he's in no business so well, okay. So, Mekitzer 18 is going to be good enough, even though they're not so good in business. Rav Nachman ben Asim Shana says no, it's got to be 20 years old. In fact, they were really 20 years old. Masiv Rabbi Zera, Maisiv Bnei Brak. We have a story time. The one who went ahead over there, the storyline that who sold some of the property of his father and then he died, and then the family members came and they challenged the sale, saying it wasn't a good sale. Lomar Katan, he said, no, he was a Katan at the time that he died. What's the din? Can you go and you could sell whether you had Shtei Saris or not? Amalami says, yeah, you can't go and be defiling the body. And also we know that the Simon, they switch after death. Now, that old storyline makes sense. Is the Shakav Atayr Bishol the Man Damer Ben Shmona Asar Shana? If you say that he was 18 years old, beep, turn the page. Kufna the name of base. Hainu to Kalsiv Amulei Ma'ul Abotko. That's why they came along and said, "Let's check." Right? They're going to check over here and see that they're not going to find Styrus, and therefore you say the sale is going to be no good. Says the Rashbam on that Hainu Damulei Ma'ul Abotko. Shem Lo Yimtzu Bo Styrus Yechsiku Kekaten. If you don't find the Styrus, the hairs, then you can find the Kekaten. Ad Esrim until he's 20. Can Mefar Shoras like we're going to explain. V'Dafka Le'inya Limkor B'Nichse Aviv Tarti B'Nin. Only in reference to selling the property of his father do you need both of these things. Shmanas Rishonim V'Styrus. Have to be 18 and have Shish Styrus. Avalinyan Onshin U'Mitzvos. Oh, but in reference to the idea of getting punished for doing the wrong thing, or mitzvos, or chayiv mitzvos, mi ben yud gimel chashiv gadol im hevi shtiris, only for 13 if you brought shtiris is considered that. So this is gemara. Yeah, might be ben yashim. If you want to say it's from 20 years old, like you just wanted to say, then kibad kulei may have it. When you go and you check him, how is that going to, what's it going to do for us? Well, Tanan, Benesim Shulevish Tisaris, of a 20-year-old, we said that if someone dies, he doesn't have any kids, and he has a brother that's 20 years old, and he doesn't have Shtei Saris. You have you, Rayash, you Benesim Behu Asaris. Then what do? The relatives of the widow bring a Raya that he's 20 years old and that he's a Sris. Now, if that's the case, then this widow doesn't have to go and marry him. Do yibam? Says Rashbam, if you raya krovi almana kedei lepatrim, he's a yavam latir l'shuk below chalitza yibam. You have to do chalitza yibam, right? So he says, if you raya shu ebenishim who has sris, and he really is a sris, and therefore, like Rashbam says, also there's no chalitza, there's no yibam, etc. Lo chalitza miyabim, like the Gemara now says. Right, so what do we see? That a 20-year-old who doesn't have shtei saris is considered an adult saris and not a katan, which means that his sale actually would work. So if the seller in Bnei Brak, that whole story over there, was 20, then why would the family have asked the body to go ahead and bring it out to check over there? It was not going to help anything. There's Gemara, so therefore your answer of 20 doesn't really make sense. 18 makes more sense. And for the Gemara, the name of our answer is Lav Itamar Allah. But then they say about that Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Behu Shenoldu Bo Siman Isris. But this Mishnah's din applies only that he developed the Simanim of Isris, and the seller in the Bnei Brak story didn't didn't have the Siman of Isris, and therefore his relatives had reasons to check and examine, even if he had been 20 years old. So what Rav is telling us over here is that if you don't have a Shtei Sairos when you're 20, is going to show that a person, when is he going to call Isris? Only if he's other Simanim, right? But if he doesn't have other Simanim to show such a thing, then we're going to assume that he's not Isris, but he's a Katan whose puberty was delayed, and therefore the whole story in Bnei Brak, there's a good reason to go and to check, to examine the seller, the body of this kid over here, of this person who sold it, even if he was 20 years old, because he said as long as he never got the Isris, he doesn't, it's not seem like because other characters of his Isris, then he's considered a regular katan. If Shtei Sairos weren't there, and the sale was therefore no good, and then they would be able to keep the stuff. And Amar Rav, Daikanami can even go ahead and we can. It's also be medayek. We see it from the wording of the Mishnah Nid over there. Dikatani vehu hasiris. Mishnah says, and he is the Isris, which is telling us when he said that he is the Isris, that he has other characteristics of a Isris. Shma Amina. Now, v'chilo nodulo simani Isris, and when someone doesn't have the Isris, ad kama, meaning, if someone doesn't have the symptoms of being a Isris, but he has no Sairos, he doesn't have Shtei Sairos, so until what age are we going to say that he's not a Isris? Is there a certain cutoff that once you reach this age, you're 80 years old, you don't have, then you're called a Isris, right? So says the Gemara, right, this is based on the Rishbam. It says V'Sairos Namin Lo V'Ad Kamen Nechzakin Kikata. Tani Rabbi Chia Ad Rov Shnosav until majority of his years. What does that mean? Says Rishbam Lamed Vav Shanim Shein Rov Shivim Kedechsev Yemei Shnosav Hem Shivim Shana. Person 70 years old is the majority. Is the years of a person's life. And if he has strength, and it'll be 80 years. But in the 70 years thing, 35 is midway. Majority of that is going to be 36 years. So once you reach that, even if, you know, if there's other simanim, but once you reach that age over there, then it is going to be no good. That, and you don't have Shtei Sairos, then we're going to say, okay, fine. Now you're called a Isris. There was a story once of a person who was in this situation where they didn't have their Shtei Sairos, and they came in front of him. They asked, like, what should I do? You know, I'm not of Sairos. Says Rishbam, they're getting older. What do we do? He says, if the person's thin, I'm a little livery. You know, become more healthy. In other words, put on weight. If the person was a heavy person, I'm a little lichus, then become, then lose weight. Because maybe it's the fact of the hormones in the body that's causing it, so make a change. The Hani Simane, because Zimnin da Osamach was Kechishusa, sometimes they come when someone's skinny, and Zimnin da Osamach was Priusa, sometimes when they become a little more zaftig, a little more hefty, a little bigger, you know, double XL, you know, a little bit large, a little in charge. Okay. Ibailu, Tochzman, let's say during the time, meaning the 18th year Rava and the 20th year of Huna, Kilifnei Zman and Kalachizman, let's consider like before this man or after. If it's before 18, for sure no good. If it's after 18, for sure good. Before 20, no good. After 20, for sure, no good. What about in the midst of that? So, Rav Amar, Rav Nachman, Toch Zman, Kilifnei Zman. He says that within this man, it's like before this man, and just like you can't sell it before 18, even if he has Shtei Sairos, also can't do it during the 18th year. He has to wait to sell it until the 18th, right, until his 18th birthday, which means that means you fulfilled full years. In other words, when a kid turned one, that means he filled a full year, and now he's one. But before the age of one, he's within his first year. So when a person's 17, he's fulfilled 17 years. 17 and a half, you're in the 18th year, right? 17 and one day, you've begun the 18th year. You have to wait till 18 mamish, you have to wait till 20 mamish. Rav Bar Shia, Salamar, Rav Nachman, Tochzman, Kalachzman. No, it says that if within this man is considered, you started that year, the 18th year when you're 17, or the 20th year when you're 19, that's considered Kalachzman, and it's going to be good. And Rav, it wasn't something that was said straight out. We learned it out from something he said. Because it was this kid who went and sold property of his father who died during the time, during the 18th year or the 20th year, depending which one the sheet you're going with. And Rav came from Rav Amalu. He said, he didn't do anything. The one who saw it thought, oh, must be. So that's where he learned that then out. Says Gemara, Velohi, but it's really not true. Because over there, Rav saw that this kid was you know, his behavior was indicating that he really doesn't have intelligence to know what he's doing. Because he saw him free a slave, and there's no reason by doing that. He's been mavazer his kess over there, and that's why he voided the whole sale over there. But maybe he would agree that Toksman is kila achersman. It's just this particular one, this particular situation was not. It says Rishbam, the kabashachar lay laavde v'ze ibud mamun bechinam she'ain lo bahana. He lost that money completely. He looks so silly. Kid, he doesn't know what he's doing. So even if he's older, it wouldn't even count. Shalach le'gidol bar minashe l'rava. He came in, well, maybe not even if it's after the age, but the point is certainly Tochzman wouldn't be considered Gilachizman in that particular instance because this guy doesn't know what he's doing, therefore it's like a cut and it's not going to work. Okay, now here we go. Shalach le'gidol bar minashe l'rava. Gidol bar minashe sent a message, you know, to Rava to ask him a question. Let's say you have this girl who's 14 years and a day. Yodas betiv meis vaso matan. And clearly she knows the business word well. Ma, what's it then? Can she sell her the father of the estate of her father when he dies? Shalach le'gidol sent back. Im yodas betiv meis vaso matan. If she's really, you know, savvy, you know, business savvy, if she knows what she's doing over there. So then, then it works. It's going to be good. He should have sent the question about a boy who sold it. Why is he asking specifically about a girl? I said, come on, what do you mean? That's just a story that it happened. That's why, but okay, could have. Why don't you ask about a 12-year-old a day? Again, that was the actual story that occurred. Now, story time. There was a guy who was 20, less than 20 years old. When he sold his property, his father had passed away, going with the law of Rav Gidol bar Menashe. He was over 13 years old, right? He's a real adult, but he's under 20, and he knew business well. And so he sold some of the stuff that he inherited. He was relying on Rava's din that this type of thing would actually go to be good. But what happened was he wanted to go back on the deal. He wanted to say, I don't know enough business over here, so it shouldn't be a good sale over here. He was under 20, and therefore it should knock it out. So he says, now he wants to back out, and it also come in the Rava. The Rava said the sale was no good, so he can keep it. Amali Krovi, they said, we have a good plan to make sure that he's going to think you're not really a mature person, and therefore you cannot get the whole thing. Zil echo tambe ushte be kashosa be Rava. Eat dates and then throw the pits in his house. As Rishbam, Hishlach garinim lefnei Rava, v'yisavur sha'ata shoyta v'yachsu l'chanechsech. He's going to think you're a fool. He's going to return it to you. Avarachi did what he said, and Amalu, he said, oh, Zvini. It's not a good sale over here, so you know you got to go ahead and give it back. You know the stuff that he had sold. So they decided to, you know, they're going to write the sofrim of Rava. We're going to write a shtar that was the din, right? That it's a batal umavutal, right? Pasak din shechzu lechasov, says Rashbam. Kikachas for the shtar, when they were going, they're writing the shtar. Omulei lekuchos. The buyers told him, you know, you could save some money over here, right? He said to the kid, Zil Ema Le Rava, go tell Rava, Megillas Esther Bezuzah, you know, you could buy a whole Megillas Esther, which is a big thing for a Zuz, and Shtar Damar Bezuzah should also be that this, they have to pay for the Shtar, should also be a Zuz. Now, come on, that's, why don't you lower the price? So they're obviously trying to fool him that he should go to Rava and say this, and say, oh, this guy actually, Taka does know what he's talking about, therefore the sale is really good sale, and the Kuchas can actually keep it. So that was a move they were pulling. And also Amale, and he fell for it. He did it. Amale Lewis, he says, whoa, you know business well. Zvini means the sale really is a good sale. Amale Krove. Now his relatives came back and said, one second, Amale Lekrove, no, it's the buyers that taught him to say that and to get it back. So Amale Lewis said back to him, yeah, but Masbe Le Savar. But when they explained it to him, he understood them. Since he understood it, he was able to go and say it out. That means he clearly knows how to do a business deal. The fact that he decided to throw the pits over here, that's not because he's a shota, it's because he's a real chutzaf, and that's why. But he knows how to do business. Therefore, the sale is a good deal. Good sale. So what about in reference to testimony? But in reference to testimony, Eidus or Eidus is Eidus is a good Eidus. This is Afa Pi Shamu Shamayinu B'Pachas Mi'Bechav She'ini Odea B'Tiv Masu Matan Inu Mocher B'Nechsei Aviv. Even though this guy doesn't know how to do business properly, his sales are no good. Aval Eidus Neman, he's believed that Neman Hu La'ed Laheid Masherav V'Shama B'Ben Yivgimov when he's 13 V'Eilech Hanan She'Vishti Sarah Shotah, because this is not a fool. Now he just doesn't know how to do business well. Really, it's only true when we say that he is allowed to able to do business, be an aid in reference to metatalin, says Rashbam, be'edus metatalin. That is to be a witness in reference to business deals that are doing with metatalin. When it comes to land, no good. What's the difference? All right, that this vine, zvine, maybe you want to say because of the fact that the reason is because his sale is a sale like that. Mm-hmm. By when it comes to metatlon, it's not like that. Therefore, we allow it to only work where he can make the sale. Elamiata, if that's really true, then how do you deal with the fact that it says in the Mishnah on Megitin? Hapautos mechan mekach memkar memkar b'metatlon. We know that the kids, the young kids, their buys buying their sales or sales in reference to metatlon. Hachanami de yusan edus. Now you want to say that because of that, that that's what it's dependent on, therefore the edus is going to be edus? Can't be that that's the case. Amalei says back, hasam be'ina v'understeon nosham b'leka. No. Over there, where we need to have to say that uvam dushteha anashim, the two men will stand up, and kitanim are not, and they're able to do it. But a 13-year-old who would do it, then taka would be good, just like his sale would be good, and therefore it's only by metatlin, but not by karka. And his matana is also considered a matana, right? A 13-year-old boy, 12-year-old girl can give away the property, even if they don't have business, even though you're not able to go and sell it, they can give it away. But in the case where he sells it, he's for money, it doesn't work. Because we're worried about that maybe he's going to, you know, get too low a price and get messed over. Certainly, when it comes to matana, I'm not getting anything for it. So why is it, if I would sell the property and get $100, when I should have got $1 million, but that you don't let. But you let me just give it away and get nothing? Does that make sense? Amar Lei, so he says back to him, as I'm in my back, beep, turn the page, kufna vav. According to your logic, zabin shavei chamesh b'shisa. If you have this yasum who sold land that's worth 5 zuz for 6, hachanami dizvine zvine, you want to say that sale is going to be sale? That's actually going to be good? The land was only worth 5. He sold it for 6. He's got more over there. Now you want to say, oh, well, that kid's going to be good. But we know that's not true, right? Says the Rashbam, but to me, it's a kasha. Really? There's no anything. There's a low plug. It doesn't work no matter what. And therefore, don't bring me a raya from the fact that he's more money or less money. Ella kimlu rabbanon, rather, the rabbis know, a kid, he likes money, and if you're going to say that his sale is a good sale, someone's going to go and shake around, shake some money in front of him, he's going to sell all of the stuff of his brother, he's like, wow, I can get a bunch of coins, it's amazing, and we don't want that to happen, therefore we took away that idea. If he's not going to get some sort of honor from it, then he wouldn't have given him honor in the first place. So people are going to do things for him, right? They realize that people are more likely to help Yisomim if they can get some sort of matana, a gift because of that. So the Chachamim weren't worried they're going to give things away, just stop and just chuck everything, because even if they generally would give gifts to get something for it, because, right, generally that's what would happen. You do that, therefore the Chachamim said that the gifts are going to work. When it comes to money, they could get totally messed over, therefore we don't allow that to work under any circumstance, low plug. And with that, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to tell you all a great, great day.